colors that you fly. Love just one nation, Lord, and the whole world we divide. You say you're sorry, there is no other choice. But God bless the people now, no. Cannot raise their voice. We can chase down all our enemies, bring them to their knees. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Oh, we may even find the solution to hunger and disease. We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace. Thanks for coming out here tonight, y'all. Like I said, this is kind of our second show of the year, and this is a very, very important year this year because it's an election year. Whenever we have a national election, it's very important that we ask ourselves, where do we want to see our country 5 years from now? Do we want to be looked upon by the rest of the world as a nation of benevolence, as a just nation that is there to help other nations when they're in need, those to help the less fortunate of this planet? Looked upon with a loving eye? Or do we want to be looked upon as a nation that's feared for our militarism and hated for our unilateral commitment to ourselves? And I don't know if you've been reading the papers, but the CIA director gave a speech yesterday, Mr. Tenet, and he said that, well, perhaps we were wrong about all these weapons of mass destruction. And after all the hundreds of billions of dollars we spent on intelligence, we just goofed. Bullshit. You lied. So I want to sing this song tonight to all of the men and women who are in the service. Maybe there's some here, and maybe you know somebody who's in the service. There's a lot of young men and women in this country who, because we spend so much money on war, can't afford to go to great universities like Arizona State. And they say, man, there's only one opportunity for me, and that's to go into the military. And all they ask when they sign up to give their life for their nation is that they don't get sent overseas to fight a war in the name of corporate greed. So this is a song that expresses my opinion that perhaps we should be spending some of those billions of dollars on the war that's taking place against education, on the war that's taking place against people who use medical marijuana, on the war that's been taking place for hundreds of years against Native people in this country, and the war that's been taking place against our Mother Earth. Perhaps we shouldn't be fighting a war against terrorism. Maybe we should be fighting a war against militarism.